The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
Following an outstanding come-from-behind win against the Washington Capitals last night, the Sharks travel to the Motor City to finish out yet another set of back-to-back games. This time, it's the second and final meeting of the season series between the Sharks and the Detroit Red Wings. Currently, the Sharks find themselves in the second wild-card spot in the Western Conference, eighth overall, with a 24-19-3 record and 51 points in 46 games played. Technically, they're tied in the points with the Seattle Kraken, but the Kraken hold the third-place position in the Pacific due to the tiebreaker. Meanwhile, the Red Wings are having an excellent season, but because of the red-hot Tampa Bay Lightning, who will face the Sharks later on in this road trip, Detroit finds themselves in second place in the Atlantic Division with a 28-16-4 record and 60 points. They're only 1 point behind the Lightning, but Tampa Bay has won 11 straight games heading into all the action today. Last night, a reconfigured line combination of Colin Graf, Macklin Celebrini, and Pavel Regenda got red hot in the second period and propelled the Sharks to victory with some great offensive plays. But it was the goaltending of Alex Nedeljkovic that was very important behind the scenes and sometimes at center stage. How about the very first chance of the game in which Washington got a 2-on-0 breakaway, but Nedeljkovic was there.
Big Alexei Protas moving right to left for the Capitals, throws to the Sharks line. He dumped it forward, fanned on by Klingberg, but now fanned on again by the Caps. I'm in front, 2-on-0 in front of the goaltender. What a save by Nedeljkovic doing the splits. Two men for the Capitals, one of them Beauvillier and the other one McMichael, had the golden opportunity, but somehow it stayed out of the net.
According to head coach Ryan Warsawski, saves like that are exactly what the Sharks need for this entire road trip.
Obviously the first save, the 2-1-0 we give up at our net, big save at a big time. And then in the third period, make some big saves. You know, for the most of the second, we kind of took control of the game. Still made another big save on Strome in the slot. So if your team wants to have success, your goalies obviously need to play well. And at the end of the day, need to make timely saves. And I think that's what we got last night from Ned. And, you know, we're very confident in both our goalies. We know that when they're both hot, they're tough to beat.
Macklin Celebrini was also singing Nedeljkovic's praises after the game.
He's awesome. He's amazing. He played so well. Our brick wall back there, and he made a couple of timely saves.
Of course, there were some pretty spectacular plays by Celebrini and his new line mates as well, including this one, a pass to Pavel Regenda that has the entire NHL marveling.
Regenda, again, doing a great job. Not only net front, as he always has, but now along the corner boards. They work it free. Regenda fighting for it. Chips it over to Graf. Graf trying to center it. Sandin, good defensive play, got a stick on it. But now Celebrini competes for the puck and beats down to it. Knocks it free twice. Centers in front. They score! Regenda gets it from Celebrini. What a spectacular defensive play by Macklin Celebrini. And Regenda makes it 3-1.
When the puck arrived, you could see a big smile starting to appear on Regenda's face, and why not? What a play by Celebrini. Regenda talked about it post-game.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, we just tried to, you know, put the pucks deep. We won the battles, and, you know, Graffer and Mac outworked them behind the net, and, yeah, it was kind of open for a while in front of that, and, you know, player like Mac can deliver pucks like this and, you know, just put it up and... happy that I scored, no.
Celebrini says it's not just him. The Sharks are committed to winning battles in critical moments of the game, and that's what's producing victories.
I think you see that throughout our group. Guys selling themselves out, taking pucks everywhere just to kind of win a game, and I mean, we had lots of examples of that.
Another goal that the Sharks set up in the second period was a really intelligent play that was finished off by Colin Graf.
Celebrini's line is out there, too. Macklin checked at center ice by a combination of Strome and Ethan Frank, but it goes to Regenda. He moves down the left. He's got a main breaking from the net. Colin Graf tips it, and he scores! Colin Graf, what a brilliant bit of skating, and Regenda spotted him going down the center lane. He put the puck right on the tape, and Graf tipped it up top. It's 2-1 Sharks.
For Pavel Regenda, that was his first assist, and he was happy that he got credit for it.
Yeah, finally I got some assists, I told him. Yeah, and yeah, it was just, you know, I just tried to get there. I see he's, you know, coming with a big speed to the net, and, you know, sometimes if you just throw a puck in the crease, you know, it worked out, and it did. He just, you know, roofed it, and it was a pretty good goal, you know. So pretty good work from him, you know, just driving to the net.
All in all, the Sharks are feeling a lot of belief in the dressing room. That's what Pavel Regenda talked about.
Oh, yeah. We can feel it. And, you know, we are winning games and everybody's having fun. You know, this is a great team. You know, everybody here, 200%. You know, you can see the guys having fun, and that's the most important. And, you know, that we believe each other, you know, from the D's to forwards to goalies. And mostly, you know, we're having fun. So I'm the happiest I can be here and enjoying every day.
The Teal Report will continue from Detroit right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Hi, everyone. Julie Stewart-Binks here, along with former NHLer Nate Thompson. Join us on Energy Line as we share our takes, stories, and surprise guests every week.
Patrick Kane, 3-time Stanley Cup champion.
Team USA head coach Mike Sullivan.
6-time Stanley Cup champion Mark Messier.
With over 800 NHL games, I know a couple guys.
Biz didn't have Twitter. No one knew who he was. So I called Witt, and I'm like, how is Biz? He was like, I'm telling you right now, you're going to hate him. Then he'll be your best friend.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hilton San Jose is the preferred hotel of the San Jose Sharks and SAP Center in San Jose. Experience something new. Close to home or from across the world, the Hilton San Jose is there for you with memorable offers and experiences. Enjoy the brand new guest rooms with luxurious Waldorf Astoria beds and upgraded amenities. We're committed to creating a safe and relaxing experience, including delivering an even cleaner stay from check-in to check-out. Visit sanjose.hilton.com now to make your reservation. We are Hilton. We are hospitality.
Hi, everyone. Julie Stewart-Binks here, along with former NHLer Nate Thompson. Join us on Energy Line as we share our takes, stories, and surprise guests every week.
Patrick Kane, 3-time Stanley Cup champion.
Team USA head coach Mike Sullivan.
6-time Stanley Cup champion Mark Messier.
With over 800 NHL games, I know a couple guys.
Biz didn't have Twitter. No one knew who he was. So I called Witt, and I'm like, how is Biz? He was like, I'm telling you right now, you're going to hate him. Then he'll be your best friend.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
He scores! The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
While the Sharks were beating the Capitals last night in dramatic fashion, the Red Wings were resting at home. They had been in Boston the night before on Tuesday, losing 3-0 at the hands of the Boston Bruins in a game that ended the Red Wings' 4-game winning streak. Detroit is a different team entirely than the Washington Capitals, and head coach Ryan Warsawski talked about the needs of his team in tonight's game.
Yeah, this is a skilled team that can get up and down the ice. They want to make it a track meet. We need to play physical on their skill. That's the number one key. We need to be hard to play against. We got to slow them down. That doesn't mean we need open ice, Scott Steven hits, but we need to slow them down with some body contact to the neutral zone, and then in the defensive zone we got to play through people. This is a team that's fast. They're quick. They want to get up and down the ice and score on the rush, so we can't lose people underneath. But that is the number one key, is we got to play physical on them.
Well, back in November, Macklin Celebrini had quite an individual battle with Detroit star defenseman Moritz Seider. Here's an example in the third period.
At center ice, here's Celebrini. He's able to shoot one into the Red Wing zone. Pinching in on the left side there is Dickinson, who wins the puck. He's able to get it to Toffoli, who backhands behind the net, comes all the way around to Will Smith. He's going to get it behind the goal line for Celebrini, who protects the puck, sends it back towards Smith off of a Red Wing stick, kept in by Klingberg and Dickinson, who shoots it toward the net. Celebrini pushing and shoving and getting into his man. That's Celebrini against Seider again. We got penalties coming up as the sticks are up high. And this battle has been going on since the opening faceoff. Macklin Celebrini for the Sharks against Moritz Seider for the Red Wings. And it has been a doozy.
Warsawski says the Sharks are going to need that kind of intensity throughout the lineup today.
I think if we get that and we play and close quickly in our D zone, we're going to have a lot of success in the offensive side of it. So, again, it starts with our start, another critical one here in a back-to-back. Let's keep our game simple and really direct.
Join me for all of the exciting play-by-play coverage starting at 3:30 Pacific time today. Find us on the Sharks app and pipe us into your vehicle using Bluetooth. You can also find us in your office at sjsharks.com/listen or listen on a terrestrial radio affiliate station in one of our great cities in Northern California. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.